Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A very good afternoon to you and welcome to Friday's edition of Spectrum with myself, Luko Mkwedi Phuthi. And of course, shows are always busy. Absolutely love just chatting with members of our communities, be it businesses, be it members of our community, of really meaningful conversations that we need to have and what's happening in and around the city. And so as we begin today's program, I am chatting today to Mamthembi Mngomezulu. Good afternoon, Mama, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon to you, Luka. Indeed, I'm glad to be here and I look forward to the conversation.
Absolutely love it. I actually heard of Healthcare Sunday for the very first time while I was prepping to have this conversation with you, Mama. So before we talk about it more, can you tell us about it? What is it exactly? Because I have never heard of it.
Oh, I'm glad I'll be happy. I'm sure there are quite many out there that have never heard. Yes, this is a day when Christian communities celebrate, support, and pray for the healthcare workers in their midst. Mm. Christian churches around the world actually celebrate this day. And it is called St. Luke's Day because it is found in the Bible. The Gospel of Luke was written, for those who may not be aware, was written by a doctor, a physician.
Wow.
So the work that possibly was doing, visiting the sick, looking after those with infirmities, must have touched the communities to a large extent. Mm. And therefore, it was felt that they need to a day when they can appreciate not only the work that was done by Dr. Luke himself, but all the healthcare workers now that are looking, that they take the time to look after their own communities, their own in their own nations. Mm. And it's a day that really is celebrated around the world. Not so many, but remember, many countries are no longer Christian churches or may not be celebrated. But that is where it comes from. And here in South Africa, under the Christian Healthcare Alliance, we really felt that we would like to really honor and make quite a big fuss about our healthcare workers, because we really believe that there are many unsung heroes that are doing a lot of work under very difficult circumstances. Mm. And therefore, the date is always on the third Sunday of October.
Okay.
So the nearest. Yes, annually. Mm. So every third or close to the 18th of October, we hold it. And I think this is about our fourth or fifth one. I cannot quite remember. Mm. But as the Alliance, we've been doing this to encourage and also just to say to our healthcare workers out there, we appreciate the work that you do for the nation, because there is so much negativity that is going on. And healthcare really want to be a voice of hope, give a hope and give some appreciation so that our people can know that we appreciate. Not all is gloom and doom.
Yeah.
We appreciate what they do, because there are some people out there that are really giving of their best. And we stop on that day just to say, together with the churches and communities they serve, we appreciate the work that you do. We honor you for what you are doing. As a nation, we are our heroes, and we just want to give God the glory for the work that you do.
Wow. I'm really happy you're actually saying, you know, it's time to really give back to healthcare workers. My twin brother's wife is actually a nurse, and she always tells a story of how when she joined the nursing profession, she was always told, you're going to get tired soon. You're going to get tired. You're not going to be as sweet and nice and getting the gifts from the patients and their families. But, you know, we bless the Lord that she still gets those gifts, because she still gives that loving heart and that smile. So I'm glad that, you know, there's a time where we get to give back to our healthcare workers. Now, Mama, tell me, who do you actually want to reach out to at this service?
As I said, primarily, we are reaching out to healthcare workers, you know, all of them that are actually looking after us as a nation. Yeah. You know, your doctors, nurses, all the categories, the support personnel, because the professionals cannot do the work on their own. They need all the support, all your porters, all your security, everybody that contributes towards actually making the life of a person that is in hospital or a clinic, you know, everywhere the sick come for help, we want to reach out to them. Secondly, we also want to conscientize the churches also, that let us support these people. You know, they come from a community. They are your people. They are your church members. Please stand alongside of them and pray with them. In fact, on that day, we really want to encourage that the churches, well, I'll be touching just quickly on how to get involved. But we really would like to... for them to feel that they are honored, they mean a lot, they are not going, their activities or their labor of love is actually acknowledged by those, the families that they serve, the communities that they serve, because quite often it is the negative things. Once something negative happens, it's sensationalized, and everybody out there, unfortunately, the news, they like sensationalization.
Of course.
Anything that is, it sells. The newspaper sells. So that unfortunately tends to happen in our societies. But we just, when we are here, and because there is a day set aside for healthcare workers, we want to make sure that this voice can be amplified, and hence coming to Radio Pulpit to say, partner with us, help us. We want this voice to be heard so that many of the communities out there may really even start supporting them and helping them, and owning up, that this is our clinic. We will look after this stuff. We will not allow anybody who's going to vandalize or do something negative, because it serves serving us
of
as
course,
a community.
Of course.
We really want to try and reach out and say that to the communities, you have a responsibility of looking after your own healthcare workers in your community.
True. I love you because you have just answered the next question I was about to ask you, because I really wanted to know, with the, ultimately, what do you want to achieve with this alliance? I don't know if you want to add more on that. What is it that you want to achieve?
Well, one, the alliance, some of our, the alliance is a group of healthcare organization. There are about 7 or 8 of us.
Okay.
And we started this work, we started about 15 years ago. In fact, last year we celebrated 15 years. We've been going on, and the Lord helping us, and we've been a voice of courage and encouragement. So we've, 15 years now. So, we want, I think, to escalate what we are doing. I mean, in 15 years, we're still not known. Many people don't know about us. Even some of the healthcare workers don't even know that we exist.
Wow.
We may be more visible in certain institutions, and not in everywhere. But we, one of the areas that we really want to do is expansion. We want to expand. We want the healthcare workers out to know, so that if they are experiencing problem, it was more so during the period of COVID. We set up special lines where we could support and pray with them. But now, since COVID is gone, you know, there's sort of a lull. People don't quite know, but we're still there, and we still want them to know. And we want them to reach out to us, want them to know what we can do, because some of the objectives that we really want to achieve as the alliance is to train and equip healthcare workers. We also want to be a biblical voice to government, churches, and civil society on health issues. That's what the alliance want to achieve. We want to promote a holistic healthcare approach to people and patients in the whole country. Also, we want to promote the practice of a Christ-like compassionate care by Christian healthcare workers in all spheres of healthcare. So, in fact, if I were to ask you, what kind of nurse or a doctor would you like to look after you if you landed in a hospital?
Definitely you a compassionate one.
Heaven providing compassionate, Christ-like compassion. And yes, and we know that that doesn't just come naturally. You need to have a personal relationship yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Once you have that yourself, and then you'll be able to give from what is already in you. When you don't have anything else and are running on the fast lane, you are going to burn out. Don't get discouraged and feel, is it worth it? Is it worth it, really, to continue? All I'm receiving is negative comments. Maybe it's not worth it. I don't think I want to continue. So we want to be able to stand by them and say, it is worth everything. You are not just working for this employer, but see yourself as deployed by God himself.
Yeah.
And you will receive a crown when you get to heaven. And therefore, we encourage our healthcare workers to belong to a church that really is a Bible-believing church, so that they themselves can then also, when they've give, they keep giving, they become dry. They also
of
need
course.
To be ministered. You come aside where your own local church can embrace you and help and encourage you. When you have had a very bad day, be able to come and share that kind of a testimony and some. And that's what the Alliance is really trying to do. We want to be there for them. We want to be, we call this during COVID time, I want to be my brother's keeper.
Of course, of course. Sure. Absolutely love that. Now, Mama, what is your core message to the healthcare workers in our country roundabout now?
This year, our theme, just want to look at our brochure. Our theme for this year is let Jesus lead the way.
Okay.
Let Jesus lead the way in your life, in your work environment, wherever you are as a child of God.
Yeah.
There is so much that is discouraging. And really, even with the government of national unity, we don't even know where and what is really happening.
Of course.
But we just say to them, fix your eyes on Jesus. He will take you through.
Wow.
And we really, that's the message this year in particular. Each year, we come up with a different theme and try and say to them, all is not, if you look up to him, he will see you through. There are challenges out there. We're not going to say everything. Every patient is going to treat you well and be receptive and positive. Also, even the visitors, they complain, my sister has been here and this and the other. Some complaints may be justified, but some complaints, honestly, maybe not so justifiable.
Of course.
And therefore, we want the healthcare workers to know that they are not alone, but we can support them, but we want them, we want to point them to Jesus, that Jesus makes all the difference. And therefore, we are here to support you. We are here to make sure that when you burn out or something like that happens, when you feel exhausted and you have nothing more to give, come, let us embrace you. We train them on how they can pray in groups and how they can pray for their own institution. In healthcare fellowship, we have a saying that my workplace, my responsibility. That God has placed you in that particular workplace, and God is expecting you to be the light or the salt and the light wherever you are. And God is there, has entrusted you with this responsibility. So every year, we want to send, and it could be a different message, a different perspective, but it's a message of encouragement, first and foremost, and then also a message of appreciation and honor them, honoring them for the work that they do. Also, during the service on Sunday, we're also giving an opportunity also to the employer, in public sector in particular, because it's the largest employer, and I believe all goes according to our plans, the national minister himself will have an opportunity of addressing our healthcare workers.
Wow.
We trust that he will be able to appreciate, because without these people, they cannot deliver the healthcare services of a quality that they are looking for.
Mm.
They cannot. NHI will remain a dream.
Of
it will
course.
Never be realized. And we need all of them to take hands and say, this is us here in South Africa. Mm. This is what we want to do. What is also new for us this year, as I said, we want to expand. We want to just explode. And we're also inviting our community. We have health Christian Fellowship have got... in other countries, we've got member countries.
Okay.
For instance, our colleagues in Zambia, they were quite happy to receive the invitation.
Wow.
And they said, yes, they're also going to join in. And I believe that possibly they will do the same thing possibly next year in their own nation. But we just want to encourage, maybe not just looking, we'll see how we can grow this thing so that it can snowball and really just... Even the workers themselves must look forward to it, to the day when we're going to have this, and say, no, Pastor, the day has come.
Yeah.
You know? And we like also maybe what I can share also is how to get involved.
Okay.
Stay involved. The part of involvement on Sunday, the 20th, we're cleaning the whole day. But in the morning, we know that people will be going to their own churches, and we encourage that. So that in the morning, we're encouraging that they must try and also ask for an opportunity in their church where they can read this devotional message, which will circulate widely, you know, encouraging the healthcare workers. If they can read it for healthcare workers in their church, pray for items also that are listed in here. We have identified what are the challenges, and there are some praise items, there are some prayer items, and if we can actually get your church also, wherever you are, to pray with us. Let's stand together as Christians and Lord to bless our nation and bless our healthcare services. There's quite a list there that we can pray about. We also want to get it. That the service be dedicated or part thereof to Healthcare Sunday, where the healthcare workers be called out from the audience, bring them in front and pray for them. Say, we know, and commit them to the Lord. And we are trusting God to give, to sustain them, and just make sure that that day they feel loved.
Yeah.
They feel special.
Wow.
Also, we can also, where possible, invite them to share their testimonies.
Mm.
What have been their challenges? How can we pray for you going forward? We just want to know more. The other thing that we also want, we would like communities to adopt a hospital near you. If there is a hospital or a clinic near you, we would like you to come in and talk to management. Say, how can we support you? How can we make a difference? And we do find that some churches going in an old age home, they can really do a lot for our people in their own community.
Yeah.
So we would like to see the communities supporting and not being distant from the facilities that are trying to serve them. And we can actually do a lot together. At times it could be just adopting like a children's ward. And see what their needs, and visit and pray for them from time to time, and talk to management and see how. But we've got more material. You can just contact. You can contact us. We will be able to facilitate that process, adopting a ward or adopting a clinic, adopting a hospital, and just supporting that particular clinic in your community.
Wow,
we are. This thing together.
Yeah, I love the sound of that. We're not going to do it alone.
Yes.
Wow.
We really need everyone to take hands.
Mom, so, Tembi?
Sorry. Okay. Coming to the afternoon. It was the morning part. Afternoon, that's when we're having the real thing happening.
Okay.
And we just want to say we will be broadcasting from the facility here. We have a chapel here. From Healthcare Fellowship, Hebron Chapel. It is at number 6 Bushell Road, Fairlis, Benoni.
Okay.
We will broadcast from here, and we have encouraged people can log in. In the brochure, there are details of how to join in, and whether be on Zoom or also will be there on YouTube,
okay,
Facebook, yes, and we will be covered by very own Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit.
So now I've committed Radio Pulpit.
Yes.
Be there. We really are looking forward to actually have, and in the provinces, we've asked them to get together. We're calling it prayer hubs, a hub. You can get together, whether it's a church or a health facility or a clinic, get together and listen to the message and listen to the program and participate from wherever you are. We really want to be together. We want to feel the together.
Wow.
We are making a difference. We want to encourage our people. The community must get behind us. We alone cannot do it. We want the churches to really, we are appealing and really reaching out to the churches to help us. And we want to grow every year. So that's what we are looking forward to.
Wow. Mama, before I let you go, if you can give us clear details, when is it exactly? I do believe it's on Sunday the 20th. What time does it start? Can people actually go to the venue? And those that need to connect, obviously some listen to Radio Pulpit. Any more details that you can furnish us with before I let you go?
I've also sent a healthcare site, this brochure.
Okay.
To Radio Pulpit so that they can in their community announcement, whatever, wherever that may be,
okay,
to help us with that. As we've indicated, it's a Sunday the 20th, starting this broadcast, starting from 1600 hours to 1730. So it's 4 to 4:30 evening, because we're allowing people to go to their own churches and do whatever in the morning. But in the afternoon, please come and join us wherever you may be online. Then those that are here in Gauteng near us, they are welcome to actually come and join us here at the chapel. And it's not such a big chapel, but it can take right up to 80 people.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely.
And as I've already indicated, you better come. But with that one, they must indicate, because we've got limited
space.
Sitting.
Yeah.
They must indicate. Please do that. If not, you can even join us in the comfort of your own home.
Of course.
But it's more fun when you're together.
Of course. Of course. No, Mama, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time, Mama, and thank you for, making sure that you're part of the pack that looks out for those that look out for the sick in the community. It's really, really good to know that as much as you look after the community and the sick, you're also fed and looked after, and you're empowered before you go out into the community to help.
That's right. That's right. And let's all care for the carers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bless you, Mama.
Let's do that together. Thank you.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.